Well, it isn't every day I get visitors, especially ones that come by themselves. Tell me, are you trying to win some sort of deal or bet or dare? You've got to be really sick in the head to come here alone. Or maybe you're just brave. Or maybe you're intrigued by the rumors you've heard. Tell me, have your friends dared you to be here? Of course they have. So, what kind of stories have they told you about this place? My, your friends are degenerates, aren't they? It's not entirely true. Oh, so you thought you came to find out yourself. What other stories have you had? They're painting me to be quite the ghost. Well, for clarification, I definitely don't do killings or anything or possessions, but I do other things. I suppose one of those stories is sort of correct. No one has died here ever since I died here. People are too scared to do stuff like that. Anytime they come to explore, they often hear me or see me and go running right out where they came from. But you're a special kind of fucked up, aren't you? Look at you standing here indulging in my tales, and you're not even running, not even flinching. God, you gotta seriously be fucked up in the head. Sorry, was that rude? My apologies. Seriously, you got your bet done, didn't you? You're in here, so why don't you leave? Or is the bet more than that? More on the explicit side, along with that rumor. I mean, it can be possible for ghosts to do stuff like that. Just depends on the type of ghost. Well, are you curious? Want to see what I can do? Look at that face. I thought your friends were degenerates, but it looks like you are too. Well, if you're lucky, you have to entertain me a little, get me going. In the mood. You seriously don't mind this atmosphere? It's dark and gloomy, broken up and old. You'd be willing to do stuff in here. I was right, you are a special kind of fucked up. I like it. Other people are way too boring, not willing to experiment and try new things. But you, you're very interesting. So, how's life like out there? What's still shitty? Of course it is. Just as bad since I left it, I assume. Maybe even a little worse. Well, I sleep a lot of the time. Fun for me is usually seeing people walk in and then walk back out after they notice me. Seeing the look on their faces is always so priceless. Aside from that, there's not really much to do. Roaming around this place that I'm bound to endlessly. Hoping that maybe one day I'll get some sort of entertainment. But it seems like my prayers were answered. It is boring. But maybe you can lighten that up for me. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'll see you soon enough, though. Huh? Well, yes, I can. Floating and stuff like that is very easy for ghosts. Hell, I can even move objects without even having to touch them. Maybe it's because of the link I have to this place. Who knows? Why'd you want to know something like that? Does it matter how I died? Oh, well, I mean, isn't that just gonna kill the mood? You're trying to get me in the mood here, you know. Whatever. Well, to put a long story short, I was led here. Led to an unfortunate demise. I was naive, in love, and I was manipulated. My little lovesick ass fell for him, and he took advantage of it. Pretty clever, if I do say so myself. But one thing led to another. This place wasn't really romantic, but I thought we were gonna do something fun. But I was wrong. And that's how it happened. No, how was that? Pretty interesting, right? Don't be sorry. Things happen. At least the death wasn't that gruesome. Now, can we get on to better topics? Like, I don't know. You ever had your first before? Oh my. Interesting. Well, I... Should I really answer that? I don't know. Sometimes it's kind of off-putting for people. Whatever. If you leave, then whatever. I've had my first time before. When I was a human. And sometimes as a ghost. What do you mean? Of course ghosts can do that. You humans just don't stick around enough to see it actually unfold. It's pretty cool. It's quite the experience. Here, let me show you something. Hold still. Could you feel me? Yes. I am semi-physical, I suppose. Well, to put a long story short, it took a while for me to discover, but I could make parts of my body seem or feel physical to you. So, in this case, both of my hands are physical at the moment, while the rest of my body isn't. Isn't that cool? My, you're interesting. That little smile you have, too. It's adorable. Those little dimples. It's so cute. You should keep smiling. And very entertaining to me. Your cheeks are getting all flushed. That's so cute. You know, I'd say that I'm pretty much ready and down to do whatever you'd like to. So, you want to see how much fun you can have with a ghost? I assure you, we're way better than humans. I'm sure you know in what way I mean. I've learned a lot over the years I was alive and the time I spent as a ghost. These new abilities of mine, I've honed and learned them and mastered them. So I'm sure you'd love to experience some things ghosts can do but humans cannot. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, after all. You wanna see something cool? Good. You see, clothes are manifested, just appearance. So, they can snap on and off however I will. So, there goes my top. Would you like to see the bra go off? Then ask me. Tell me you want to see my body. Such a good boy. Since you are so nicely. Yeah, let me come a little closer so you can look at them better. How do they look? Quite big, right? You know, from what I was told, cocks fit pretty nicely in between them. You wanna give it a try? Good, yeah. First, let's prep you, shall we? Let's get these things off you. Surprise, they're still on at this point. My. Oh, you are big. Fuck. Your stench is so strong, too. To think you was packing in this thing when you came in here. If you was a coward, I would have missed out on all of this. I really can't fit in more than the tip. You're huge. This must be really hard with human girls. My apologies. I got a little distracted. Right. Would you mind if we started off with a blowjob first? Before getting onto a tetjob? I just love your taste so much. It's making me go a bit dizzy. Oh, care how fast you come, just come here. Really? Again? I don't need to even breathe. Look. Come on. Stop being so afraid. I don't care how quickly you come. Just be sure to shoot it all down my throat, okay? Good. Oh my. How long have you been saving up? Holy shit. Oh, wow. That's not enough. Oh, that's not enough. Lay down. Lay down. You filled up one hole. Two more to go. Sorry there's not more foreplay, but I've never experienced something like that before. Your cum is so fucking thick. There's so much of it, too. I'll need three more shots out of you. One inside of my pussy, one inside my ass, and one all over me. Deal? You don't get a say in this. Come inside. don't need to hold yourself back. Fill me up. Fill me up as if you're trying to breathe me. Come on. Do you want me to tighten around you more? Don't worry. I can be a good little fuckhole for you if that helps. So hard. Looks like you really will be able to go two more times. I'm so surprised my stomach isn't inflating by now. Oh, fuck. What are you saying? You still got my ass to fuck, silly. Let's get you in there, shall we? You ready? I'll be warned, though. My ass is a lot tighter than my pussy, so you're gonna have to thrust extra hard, okay? Oh, no time to back out now, silly. Make me come so quick. Boy. Seriously, I just came. Relentless. Oh, I like it. Zoe's still convulsing. You still can't help but thrust inside of me. Attention to my body. Play with my chest. Stroke my clit. Anything. Make me break. God damn it. No. Yes. Holy shit. I feel 10 times bigger compared to how you did inside my pussy. Holy. Oh, God. Well, I don't think it's an over-exaggeration to say that you're the biggest I've ever had in my life. In both lives. Holy fuck. Oh, can we have a time, huh? Fuck. I think I'll be able to last. Holy fuck. God. God. You're gonna turn me into a brain dead counselor for you. Maybe that's your goal. Turn me into nothing more but a fuckhole for you. Oh God, that's not alone. Being a fuckhole for someone, that's so lewd. God, it's gonna make me come again. Oh fuck. Oh shit. Being a little fuckhole. I could live with that. I could live with being your fuckhole. God. Coming.
back. Holy shit.
You really know how to fill a lady up, don't you? Oi. Huh. Snap out of it. I told you we had one more thing to do, didn't we? Which means a total of 4 rematches. This game we've played, it's truly been fun. I hope you've enjoyed it too. I'd say you won that third round. Truly didn't expect that from you. You were relentless with your attacks. Very relentless. Got all of my weak spots too. Exploited them. You're very good at this game. Now, let's get into our final round, shall we? It's a shame I'll be letting you go after this, but... Oh well. You're free to come back whenever you want to play more games with me. Now, heaven or hell, let's see who will win this final round.
Hello, my darlings. I wanted to give a big thank you to those who decided to turn up to the streams. Thank you all so much for celebrating 100 with me. 100? Fucking 10,000 with me. And just chilling out with me in the streams on Friday and Saturday. I'll be streaming more, I think next week. I might decide to stream on Twitch or YouTube. Either or, I want to give a big shout out to all the Patreons for this month and last month. Thank you all so much for being supporters and helping me out on this journey. And thank you, viewer, for being here and watching my videos. Listening to my audios. Do they count as video? Audio? Anyways, I hope you have a good rest of your week. And remember, you are loved. You are beautiful. I'm very proud of you. So before you leave this video, smile for me, please. To me, please and thank you. I hope you have a good rest of your week. Until next time, my darlings.